The producer definitely needs to sit down and read the label, and he needs to understand the label, and he needs to follow the label. And if he is having someone else do his applications for him, whether it's a farmhand or a certified applicator, he's going to need to make sure that they are aware of the label and the new restrictions and that they follow them.
And Inslee said one of the biggest new label changes is the fact dicamba will now be a restricted-use pesticide.
I think most cotton growers already are certified to use restricted-use pesticides, so that should not be hopefully a big change for any of them or a huge cost up front. But the restrictions that will apply will be a lot more strict now. Again, this is time-limited registration, and that label ends in 2018. So it is very important that they understand the label and that they follow it as closely as possible, because everyone is going to be watching in 2018, and that includes federal EPA as well as all the state agencies.